Let's give it that one time for Mr. I Smoke Blunts to the Face and Don't Pass Me Shit, a.k.a. your boy Big June Smokers Lounge Podcast, you heard? Yeah, man, you know, I'm back with a new episode, man. I'm out here doing my thing, hitting you with back-to-back, man, like I was Drake, man. You know, looking for that creepy like Jordan, baby. So, you know, your boy Big June had to come with this one, man. This episode right here, man. Doing this boxing one, man. Because it's due. It's long past due. And I promise y'all an episode. I also had an episode on the YouTube channel. I don't know what happened with that. And thanks for all the patience with me, what I did with the bullshit on that. And I did with the Divorce from Anchor app. Yes, your boy Big June Smokers Lounge Podcast is looking for a new outlet, a new platform that's going to take this Smokers Lounge Podcast, man, to the next episode, man, to the stratosphere, man. That's the plan, that's the vision, that's the goal moving forward, man. It's your boy Big June Smokers Lounge Podcast, man. And this boxing one, man, this pound for pound, who's the best? Or just talking, you know, let's get it on, let's spar, man. Quick sparring match with your boy Big June, man. You know, I know you seen the Canelo Billy Joe Saunders fight, and you know, some people were impressed, and some people yawned. And wonder when Canelo's going to fight a real opponent, a worthy opponent. You know, some say he should fight the Charlo twins or should just ring wreck on the middleweight, the whole division. Some people want to see the trilogy bout between him and Triple G. Now, it's a possible unification bout at the super middleweight division between Canelo Alvarez and Caleb Plant. Now, do the people want to see that? Who knows? Your boy Big June, you know, I'm a boxing fan. So whenever some big boxer coming up, taking it out, you know, I'm going to look forward to that match. And if I get to see it, I see it, man. That being said, you know, your boy Floyd fights today. I know. It's only an exhibition bout against one of the Paul brothers, right? Now, let me ask you, man. But all these celebrity fights, all these boxing matches, excuse me, like the Nate Robinson getting knocked out, the UFC kid, the YouTube boxers rise to prominence. Is this bad for the sport of boxing? Or do you enjoy what you see? Because it is an exhibition. And I'm waiting to see someone throw the towel or spit coming out their mouth like the trainer from Rocky IV. You know, when Apollo took that last fall. You feel me? But is it bad for the sport? Or do you enjoy some of these regular Joes getting an opportunity and a paycheck? You know, to step in the ring with one of the, you know, like today, like one of the greatest, might be the greatest boxer of all time, and Floyd Mayweather, right? Money Mayweather, TNT. You know, your boy Floyd, man, he's doing what he's doing. He's collecting another bag, collecting another check, and that's what he does, man. And, you know, it is what it is, man. Like he said, man, this was like a legitimate bank robbery. It's money in the bag. But again, is it good for the sport? You know, us as boxing fans, we want to see the juicy matchups. You know, we want to see the big stars going head to head. You know, like the Errol Spence and Terence Crawford. You know, like the Lopez Loma or Haney or Tank versus Ryan Garcia. You know, the stars. We want to see the stars shine. Like Canelo versus one of the Charlos. Let's give us fans what we want to see. Not the mandatory for the divisional. Not the mandatory title defense. Enough with that. You know, you want to blame it on promoters from Bob Arum, the Golden Boy Promotions, Oscar De La Hoya and them. It is what it is, man. But at the end of the day, y'all got to suit up, man. Y'all do have a voice, man. It's time to voice your opinion. Like, listen, man, I really want this match, man. I want this matchup. I want to fight this guy. No. But, you know, eventually it will come. And we did get the Lopez versus Lomachenko. And speaking of Lomachenko and Lopez, would there be a rematch in that one? Because, you know, there isn't a clause for a rematch. And that was because Loma practically, you know, basically always overlooking Lopez and was looking forward to his next matchup, his next payday, right? We all see how that ended. Now, as far as Lopez, you know, you talked a good one. You said you was going to bring it to the, you know, bring it to the masses when it came to the boxing, the division, ruling it, unifying it, controlling it. Now, I don't want to see you half, y'all. I got to fight the mandatory defense for my title and the unification for the division, blah, 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 blah. When are we going to see the matchups, the Haneys, the Tank Garcia, the Tanks, you know, the Lamachenkos, the Shakur Stevensons, the Juicy Ones, doing great matchups. You know, these young up-and-coming boxers, man. And there's a lot more that I can't name off the top of the dome. But those are the juicy matchups that we look forward to seeing as fans, right? Now, you know, obviously, a lot of fans are looking forward to the Anthony Joshua Tyson Fury bout. And unless you've been living under a rock, you know that bout has been postponed due to Deontay Wilder winning his day in court, having his day in court and winning the verdict, right, in his favor. So there will be a Tyson Fury, Deontay Wilder Part 3, the trilogy. Who wins that matchup? You know, because we've seen Part 2, you've seen Part 1. And your boy Big Juice Smokers Lounge Podcast, I'm going to be honest with you. You know, Tyson Fury was on his back for more than 10 seconds, and everyone seen it. And you could have counted it yourself. And you can go to YouTube if you don't believe what I'm talking about. So it ain't no conspiracy or none of that. And yes, Tyson Fury definitely and clearly dominated Deontay Wilder in the matchup, in the second one. But new trainer, looking good for some of the footage in the film that he's been leaking on his training, right? Is Deontay Wilder a threat to once again reclaim his championships in the heavyweight division come this matchup with Tyson Fury? Or is Tyson Fury just going to seal it and put the nail in his coffin and move on and have all of us suspecting the Anthony Joshua matchup coming up in the near future, right? We're going to find out. Us boxing fans, yes, we're going to find out. It's a lot of, you know, a lot of boxing matches that, you know, scratches your head and someone wonder, like, what about this boxer? What about this guy? Like some of these names I'm going to give you real fast. And, you know, what happened to Keith Thurman? You know, after he took a spanking from Pacquiao, you know, whether it was an injury, time off, needed to get his head right, pride, ego, whatever it was, where are you? I'm about to put you in the back of a milk carton. It's time for you to come back to the sport, man. The sport needs you. Now, some of these guys took losses, and they haven't recovered yet. And yeah, they won some matchups, but it hasn't been the same. And I'm talking about Mikey Garcia and Danny Garcia. You know, especially Danny Garcia. You know, you were champion. Some say, you know, it was a questionable loss to Thurman. You know, you didn't look too good against Spence. Your other loss against, was it Porter? Sean Porter, yeah, Sean Porter. Guy threw 100 punches and you know, you're supposed to be a counterpuncher and you didn't even counterpunch or counterreact. And it's looking like the end of the road for you. So soon, you know, will you label Danny Garcia into the same category as Adrian Broner? A talent, a wasted talent who couldn't sustain the excellence? What about Mikey Garcia? Because some say he was crazy when he stepped up. And how many weights was it to fight Errol Spence? And he hasn't been the same since. Well, maybe he'll start dominating his division and stick to the script and know what he know how to do. Either way, you know, their boxing career is ticking. So, you know, shout out to them. And hopefully Danny Garcia can turn it around. You know, Puerto Rico, PR love, man. You represent Philly out there and doing your thing swiftly and all that, man. And you know, you get your shit going together, man. And some of these boxes, man, like, you know, you see your Andy Ruiz versus the Chris Areola fight. Will Andy Ruiz ever get a chance to fight for a championship? Would he ever get a chance to step in the ring with Anthony Joshua? A trilogy on that one? Or would he fight Deontay Wilder or Tyson Fury? Would he get an opportunity to fight in the heavyweight division for a championship once again? Or did he blow his chance? Who knows? It's a lot of these dudes, man. When you think about their situations, their careers, you know, Tyson Fury, some say he had some, you know, something foreign or something funny going on with his gloves during the matchup with Wilder, which wasn't proof, but clearly you could see on footage that something was there or something weird was about the glove. And, you know, it is what it is, and at the end of the day, he got the W. Shout out to Fury. I'm looking forward to Part 3, and, you know, let the best boxer win. Now, this matchup I'm going to start talking about, I feel like, well, I do want to see it. It is two juicy premier boxers. However, Wouldn't all of us prefer to see Errol Spence and Terrence Crawford finally step in the ring and get it on? Now, I'm not knocking Manny Pacquiao, because he is a warrior, and he's a legend in that ring. No question about it. What I'm trying to say is, you know, why does everybody want to fight Pacquiao? Like, that's the mantle, that's the ball, that's the standard when it comes to that division or the welterweight. Now, I do feel Errol Spence will win the fight, because he's younger, stronger. But let's not disregard and count out Manny Pacquiao by any stretch of the imagination. You know, you've seen the matchup with Thurman. The guy still got it going. So, you know what it is when he steps in the ring, man. He's going to bring it to you. He's going to give you everything he has. And that's going to be an awesome matchup. And I felt that, you know, maybe a couple of years earlier. But now, you know, Pacquiao 40. So I feel like it's like a no-win situation for Errol Spence if you really look at it. If you win, well, you know, you fought an older boxer who was like that, you know, downhill his career. And if you lose, well, like, you know, what was the big hoopla over your name? You couldn't even beat a 40-year-old boxer. Either way, we're all going to find out. Smokers Lamps, we're going to find out. Now, I want to retract and go back to what I mentioned earlier. As far as, you know, all these exhibition fights and are they good for the sport and, you know, from Lamar Odom to Nate Robinson to a couple of these UFC guys. Now you got Tyrone Woodley just signed up to fight the other Paul brother, right? You know, Floyd gets a check. Got one in Japan. He's going to get one later on today. Is that good for the sport of boxing? You know, I heard some of these boxers, you know, complain about it, disrespecting the game. It's a shame. Disgraceful for the sport. You know, Canelo, some of these YouTubers, man, like, you know, they're actually making a name for themselves and they're building their brand and they're coming up. And you just shout out to them for doing their thing because everybody's on the come up. Everybody's looking for the come up, man. But again, is that bad for the sport? It's a lot of things that's bad for the sport of boxing. If you really look at it, like a lot of these boxers ducking, you know, other fighters. These promoters couldn't swallow pride and putting the money to a side and who gets the bigger purse to see the matchups, the premier matchups, the juicy matchups, the matchups that all fans want to see. And it's a damn shame. But eventually, you know, you got to keep your head up and hopeful. And one day we will see the Terrence Crawford, Errol Spence. You know, one day we will see the Canelo Alvarez against one of the Charlo brothers. You know, me personally, I don't want to see the Canelo Triple G. You know, some people say they want to see the trilogy of that, and some say that Triple G was robbed in the first fight, and some say Canelo clearly won the second fight, the rematch. But do you want to see the trilogy of Canelo Alvarez versus Triple G? I don't know. You know, if that was the case, then maybe we all should get the rematch of Manny Pacquiao versus Floyd Mayweather, right? I mean, y'all keep holding on to old fights and old memories. And it's clear that, you know, some of these promoters are stuck on the past as well. Like, are you ain't promoting your future prospects, the one who's going to continue to bring that money in, the one who's going to continue that butter, that bread. Like that young Puerto Rican boy from Bushwick, Brooklyn, man. You know, he's a monster. And I look forward to him, you know, solidifying his spot. And, you know, just solidifying his craft in general, being a complete boxer. And bringing something more to the table than being a knockout puncher. And that's a beautiful thing when you can knock niggas out in the first round. No question about it. Much shout out and props love to respect for him for that. But, you know, when you add, you know, your name into the equations of the Canelos and the Triple G's and now the Charlos and some of the other complete boxers. You know, they are brawlers, but they're also boxers, and they know how to get it done in both aspects of that game. So, you know, you young, and I hope they don't do a Fernando Vargas with you and rush you and feed you to the lions when you're clearly not ready. Let him groom. Let him keep getting this stuff. Let him keep getting this experience. Let him solidify himself as a boxer before you throw him to the wolves, right? That's just my opinion anyway. Your boy Big Juice Smokers Lodge Podcast, man. And, you know, Bushwick Brooklyn, man, You know, we've been looking for a star, and we've been looking for a lot of things, man. And, you know, you bringing that pride to us, man, and being Puerto Rican, man, it's like a win-win for a lot of us, man, in the community, man. And you know what, man? I'm just going to give you a due real fast, man. You know, on behalf of Smokers Lunch Podcast, baby, you know what I mean? This is for you, man. Keep doing your thing by anger or by langer, you know. You're making us proud, man. It's Bushwick in the house. It definitely is, man. And stay tuned for his next matchup as well, man. Now, it's boxing, man. It's getting real serious, man. And, you know, hopefully 2022 will be the year that, you know, these promoters put the pride to the side, the purses to the side, and let, you know, give us fans what we really want to see. Now, if you had a chance to see Lopez versus Haney or Tank Davis versus Loma or Ryan Garcia versus Shakur Stevenson, which matchup would you want to see? Now, if it was up to your boy Big June, I'll do like one of those Super Six tournaments and just let them all slug it out. That made the best boxer win. Now, I mentioned the names. You got Haney, you got Lopez, Tank Davis, Lomachenko, Ryan Garcia, Shakur Stevenson. Now I know there's more boxers worthy to be in that conversation, to be in that tournament equation. However, these are the marquee names right now, right? So let's break down these matchups, hypothetically speaking, just, you know. I see Shakur Stevenson defeating Ryan Garcia. I don't see it by knockout, but I just see it by pure boxing skills, technically giving him the business. And I will say that, you know, Ryan Garcia always going to stand a puncher's chance. And I'm not going to, you know, count him out as well, because he could easily pull it off the win. And to me, it wouldn't be an upset if he did beat Shakur Stevenson, right? What about Lopez and Haney? You know, we've seen Lopez dominate Lomachenko for the first 6-7 rounds, however you want to count it. And some say that Haney, you know, paper hands, doesn't have no power in his punches. So with that matchup, who will be favored in that matchup? Would it be Lopez or would it be Haney? Would it be Braun versus Brain? Because that's basically what it comes down to when you break down both boxes, right? Okay. And your boy Big Juice Smokers Lunch Podcast, I'm going to lean on Lopez for the simple fact that, you know, he cracked that code that was Lomachenko. That fear code, by the way, too, right? Because he was, pound for pound, the best boxer. The best boxer at the time. Excuse me. Or, you know, either way, this is the matchup that I'm looking forward to seeing. And it doesn't have the same luster no more because he obviously lost to Lopez. But I want to see that Tank Davis versus Lomachenko matchup. And I've been craving that matchup for the past 2 years. And hopefully me and other fans who's been starving for that matchup, get it. Feed us. We want that matchup. Make that tournament happen. Make that Super Six. This is the new Super Six, y'all. And boxing, as far as that, start tournaments in every division. You know, make it happen. Force these boxers to have to step into that ring. Force Canelo to step into a ring with a Charlo. Or maybe with a rematch of Daniel Jacobs if he wins his matchup. You know, this is what the fans want to see. Give us fans what we've been dying to see. You know, the exhibitions are cute, man. And you know, again, I do look forward to seeing the Errol Spence, Manny Pacquiao fight coming up. As well as the Tyson Fury Wilder fight. I do. I'd rather see Errol Spence versus Terrence Crawford, if you ask me. I'd much rather see Anthony Joshua versus Tyson Fury or Deontay Wilder, if you ask me. But it is what it is, man. And we will get the answers that we've been looking for regardless. And some might not agree and not be happy with the answers that you will receive. But eventually, these answers will come. And if Canelo does fight Caleb Plant next to unify the super weight middleweight division, it is what it is, man. Some say that he's ducking Charlo or ducking DeAndre. And that's another boxer who needs to be called into the equation. Like, you know, some say that he is pound for pound in the conversation. And some say that he's being treated the way Andre Ward was treated. You know, a lot of these dudes ducking him the way Triple G was ducked early in his career, right? Now, I read an article where they're saying that, you know, basically Canelo was avoiding and ducking him and ducking avoided him in different divisions, different weight classes as well, right? Who knows? Either way, eventually those matches will have to be aligned. They will have to be set up for the sake of the sport, right? Because if you look at it, that's why some of these exhibitions are getting the limelight they're getting now, right? Think about that. Because some of these premier juicy matches between boxers, between champion boxers, are not happening, are not coming into fruition, right? So don't get mad at Floyd, or don't get mad at the Paul brothers for cashing in on a check. They're just doing what they're doing. Us as fans, you're the one buying the pay-per-view. I say you because I'm not buying that pay-per-view. You feel me? But you are. You guys are. Fans are. And it is what it is. And people enjoy watching matches, whether it's an exhibition match or a championship bout. It is what it is. Your boy, Big Juice Smokers Lounge Podcast, man. You know, I love talking boxing, and this episode's been long overdue. And, you know, the YouTube episode, I don't know what happened with that. I'm just keeping real, and it is what it is, man. I'll make another one, and I'm going to get to it, and I'm going to continue to talk about boxing and some of these juicy matchups that are coming on the horizon, right? So, you know, as far as exhibition match goes, you know, you also have Miguel Cotto versus Marquez coming up. And that would turn out to be more of a boxing match than an exhibition when they get into the later rounds, right? Because no one wants to get punched in the mouth and smile for the camera. Listen, man, your boy Big June, man, looking for Keith Thurman to come back, make that comeback as well, man. And if Manny Pacquiao does defeat Errol Spence, does that automatically line him up to fight Terrence Crawford next? Or vice versa? If Errol Spence defeats Manny Pacquiao, are we, the fans, finally going to get the matchup we've been dying for, which is Terrence Crawford versus Errol Spence? Hopefully, man, in the near future, man. Hopefully it won't come and occur as the Pacquiao Mayweather fight did when they were both late in their careers. In the upper 30s, boy, you know, the excitement and the buildup was gone. The lust of the magnitude was gone. You know, hopefully that doesn't happen again with this Spence and Crawford. Or, with, you know, with Canelo, with a Charlo. Or Tank and Loma, Haney Lopez, Garcia, Shakur Stevenson. Any of these matchups. In the heavyweight division, if Deontay Wilder does recapture championship gold, do we finally get the Wilder-Anthony Joshua matchup us heavyweight fans been dying for? Or will someone bust rush that party? Or does Tyson Fury continue to clean house in the heavyweight division if he defeats Deontay Wilder in part three? Because we do want to see the Fury-Joshua matchup, right? Battle of the UK. Battle of the UK supremacy, the heavyweight division, the heavyweight supremacy. However you look at it, us fans been dying for it. We need it, we want it, and we deserve it. And your boy Big June, man, you know, putting you promoters on notice, man. You Bob Arums, your De La Hoyas. You guys got to get it going, man. Your Eddie Hearns. Give us what it's want. It's time. We dealt with this pandemic. We dealt with all this bullshit, secretiveness. It's time for us fans to get what we deserve, man. As far as boxing, in the boxing world, yes, we want the Canelo matchup with Ricardo. Yes, we want the Errol Spence, Terrence Crawford. I cannot keep repeating myself over and over and over. This is what us fans want. So, will we ever get it? Who knows? You know what? Since everyone's intrigued with the exhibition bout and the rematch and this one won this bout questionable and they should have fought again, how about Trinidad De La Hoya? For a celebrity matchup, man. An exhibition bout, man. What do you say? Y'all should have gave us fans that part two back in the day, man. But fuck it, man. While we going at it, man. Since we want to see, you know, rematches. What about Cotto Pacquiao? Exhibition. Or will Cotto stay retired? You know, because I'd love to step in the ring, man. To be in the gym, man. To get punched in the mouth. You know, it never goes away. Just think about that, man. It's just hypothetically speaking, man. As a fan. You feel me? Yo, it's your boy Big Juice Smokers on the podcast, man. Thank you for the love and support. You know, I'm about to drop this. It's New York in the house. You know, New York sports is back, baby. It's a beautiful time to be a New York sports fan, man. You know, had to drop this boxing episode, man. Let y'all know I'm dedicated to this too, man. I'm true to that. And I've been in this episode, been long overdue, man. And I want to apologize for losing the boxing episode I had for my YouTube channel, man. Smokers and Lounge Podcast, one word. Like, subscribe, shout, follow, share. And, you know, again, I want to mention that, you know, this ugly divorce that I'm having with Anchor app, but I want to thank them for giving me and allowing me to get the opportunity to put Smokers and Lounge Podcast on the map, on a platform. And right now, currently, 6,000 plays, man. I want to thank you for the love and support, man. I'm getting here in different countries, man. I'm getting love out of the United States, man. It's a beautiful, humbling thing, man. It's your boy, B2 Smokers Lounge Podcast, man. This episode is long overdue, and I'm going to get my man and a couple of my friends, and we're going to have a roundtable discussion on what's wrong with boxing and how we can fix it as fans and, you know, these fantasy fights that we all crave. And, you know, again, man. It's a beautiful thing when you get together and talk sports, man. You could discuss it, debate it, and it is what it is, man. It's your boy, B. Juice, Smoking Lounge Podcast, man. I'm out, baby. I'm out.